Show. We're kicking off hour number three, Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the number that allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, recently, and when I say that, I mean within the last 6 months or so, we talked about a story, about a study that was done, I believe it was in a Hungarian study, that found essentially that the more road signage there was, the more warnings and the more, for instance, if you're going around the side of a cliff, like the barrier that you'll see on the side of the road, the more road safety stuff that's around,
right,
the less safely people drive. That's the study. That's what the study found that to be just a fact.
It doesn't seem completely out of the realm of possibility.
In fact, it makes total sense. And, in fact, the less safety stuff that's on the road, the more carefully people drive. I mean, just think about it. If you're taking the curve on a cliff, and there's a barrier there to supposedly protect you from going over the cliff, you might take that curve at an extra 10 miles an hour.
If you see a precipitous drop on the other, just on the very edge of the road, on the other hand, you're going to take that very carefully.
Exactly. And there's more about this. We're going to get to it, but first we're going to the phones. Bill in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Bill in Virginia? Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
As you know, I'm working at a police supply company right now.
Yes.
And we get this a magazine that's, you know, for law enforcement guys. And, you know, I found an article in here about how a woman is getting arrested for making a phone call.
What? Why?
Well, what apparently she called 911 in order to make a noise complaint. And the officer, you know, showed up and, you know, investigated. And then I guess she called back. Because, you know, she was kind of old and lonely and wanted the cutest cop she's ever seen to come back to her house.
Aww.
Right. Unfortunately, since she was abusing, you know, the emergency system,
right,
the offense is punishable by a fine of up to several $1,000s.
Oh, my goodness.
And a year in jail.
Wow.
I mean, that's insane.
What's happening to her? I mean, are they really going after her for this?
I mean, they don't really go into detail about this. You know,
how does the magazine approach it? You say it's a magazine for law enforcement officers. Are they really approaching it as though this woman's a criminal and deserves punishment, or are they kind of like showing it as, oh, isn't this wacky?
Yeah, I guess it's more of one of those, you know, isn't this kind of wacky articles. They have a lot of those little, you know, just kind of like, you know, for your weird information kind of things.
Usually the old people will get a pass. Usually if an old person commits a crime or does something that's against the rules, They're likely to give them a pass. The older you are, the safer you are.
So yeah, she's 45, so
oh.
I mean,
I'm sorry, I got the impression she was an older lady.
No, I guess that's what her take on it was.
Well, then they might go after her. They might come get her on that.
I'm sure they would, but I mean, it's a phone call.
Yeah, it's pretty
How
nuts.
Much of an offense is that? I mean, you know, this is a crazy police state if we're getting to the point where you can get fined several $1,000s for making a phone call.
Now, I can understand their position. I mean, the idea behind 911 or 911 is that you are to dial that number if there's an emergency, and if the operator's on the line talking to a lady about how hot the police officer was that was just at her house, then yeah, that could be. I could certainly see their position in that they don't want to waste the dispatcher's time.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if
but thousands of dollars seems
if
a little
it, if it was a private industry, if it was a private security industry, I mean, you'd probably have a bank of people answering phone calls.
Sure.
And, you know, you could call somebody up and, you know, it wouldn't be a crime.
Or you could give people, for instance, if I was in charge of a private security agency and I had people manning phones, I might have like a three strikes and you're out rule or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
or a non-emergency number.
Well, obviously you'd want to say, for instance, if the lady were to call back up and say, well, this cop was so hot, I want him to come back to my house, I'd say, ma'am, there's a non-emergency phone number. You should have it there. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, right. 1-800-HOT-COP or something
whatever.
Like that, right?
Yeah, try dialing that, see what happens. I would give her the non-emergency number and say, look, if you call back with another non-emergency on this line, you're going to have two demerits, and then after that we're going to raise your rates or we're going to have to cancel your agreement. I mean, there could be something simple like that to where then there's a monetary incentive for this individual who has contracted with you to not continue calling this line for non-emergencies. They would actually really, they would seriously say, oh my gosh, I need to stop calling this because I don't want my coverage to be dropped.
Sure, but I mean, you know, in this case with the 911 system, she's forced to pay for it.
Yep.
And now when she wants to call it, you know, they're going to come and arrest her.
Pretty sick, Bill.
And
thanks for
tie up the call, you know, the court system when we could be prosecuting real crimes.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You're speechless on this.
It just seems so silly.
Well, now, what do you think the punishment should be? I mean, since we have the government 911 system, and it's not going away anytime soon, what should the punishment be? Should they just admonish her?
I think that's what it should be.
But what if she calls back?
At some point or another, you're going to have to take some action.
So what should the action be? What if it's a kid harassing the dispatcher? Just calling back, prank calling 911.
Over and over in the same day?
A few times a week?
At that point, the kid's parents need to be gotten a hold of and say, look, you can't control your kid, you're going to be paying a fine.
Maybe we could just disconnect your service. How about that? Hey, you like 911?
You can't disconnect 911.
You like 911? Well, we're just going to take it away from you.
It's against the law. They can't do that.
Oh, well. They make the laws. They can do whatever they want. 800-259-9231. All right. So we're talking about how there was a Hungarian study that revealed that the more signage, the more safety features that a roadway has, the more likely individuals are to drive dangerously. And now here's a very similar study. According to the BBC, bicyclists who wear protective helmets are more likely to be knocked down by passing vehicles, according to research from Bath University. The study found drivers tend to pass closer when overtaking cyclists who are wearing helmets than those who are bareheaded. In fact, Dr. Ian Walker was struck by a bus and a lorry during the experiment.
Oh my God.
He was wearing a helmet both of those times. But the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents said tests have shown helmets protect against injuries. Well, yeah, we know that. But what if it increases your chance of getting an injury? To carry out the research, Dr. Walker used a bike fitted with a computer and an ultrasonic distance sensor to find drivers were twice as likely to get close to the bicycle at an average of 8.5 centimeters when he wore a helmet. That's really close, 8.5 centimeters? I mean, 8 inches is close.
So people are going to get closer if you have a helmet on?
That's what they're saying. The experiment, which recorded 2,500 overtaking motorists in Salisbury and Bristol, was funded by the Engineering and Physics Sciences Research Council. So it's not like they went out for an afternoon and recorded 20 cars. They did 2,500 passing vehicles. Dr. Walker, a traffic psychologist, how about that, from the university's Department of Psychology, said, quote, this study shows that when drivers overtake a cyclist, the margin for error that they leave is affected by the cyclist's appearance. Quote, by leaving the cyclist less room, drivers reduce the safety margin that cyclists need to deal with the obstacles in the road, such as drain covers and potholes, as well as margin for error in their own judgments. We know helmets are useful for low-speed falls, and so they're definitely good for children. But whether they offer any real protection to somebody struck by a car is very controversial.
I wouldn't think they any real protection.
Either way, the study suggests wearing a helmet might make a collision more likely in the first place. Dr. Walker thinks the reason drivers give less room to cyclists wearing helmets is because they see them as Lycra-clad street warriors and believe they're more predictable than those without. He suggests different type of road users need to understand each other. Quote, most adult cyclists know what it's like to drive a car, but relatively few motorists ride bicycles in traffic and so don't know the issues that cyclists face. There should definitely be more information on the needs of other road users when people learn to drive, and practical experience would be even better. I don't know what... It almost sounds like he's suggesting people be mandated that they go and ride a bicycle so they understand what it's like. I don't know if I agree with that particular assertion. However, I think that the other factor is maybe it's not conscious. I think it's totally unconscious, actually. I don't think anybody who's driving down the road looks at the cyclist and says to themselves, he's not wearing a helmet, I'm going to get closer, or I'm going to get further away from him, or he's wearing a helmet, I'm going to get closer. There's no conscious choice that goes on there. It's just in your head, you think to yourself, that guy's protected, it won't matter as much if I hit him. As callous as that sounds, I think that's what goes through your mind, subconsciously. That's what's on the underpinnings of your thoughts. 800-259-9231, and as a result, if you're wearing a helmet, there's a good chance you're going to get knocked off your bike or hit. So maybe you shouldn't wear helmets. But then again, the law mandates that you wear helmets. What to do? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent. Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metals holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Itzy in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to be. All kinds of stuff there, and it's all totally free, including the listener map. Internationally, we've had over 1,500 of our listeners go to map.freetalklive.com and add themselves to it. You can do it as well. You don't have to show exactly where you live on the map. You just sort of punch in your zip code, and it plugs puts a little digital push pin in on our international map of listeners at map.freetalklive.com. And like everything else on our website, it is totally free. Again, that's map.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about this study that was done in Great Britain about bicyclists and how much room people driving will give the bicyclist when they're passing. As it turns out, when the bicyclist is wearing a helmet, people pass closer. An average of 8.5 centimeters away is how close they pass.
On 2,500 cars they tested.
Yeah.
Well, 2,500 passes, right?
Well, some of the passes were with the helmet. Some of them were without the helmet. So not all of them were tested with the helmet. But that's a pretty significant scientific study. So interesting. That enough was interesting. But there was another little spin on this. To test another theory, Dr. Walker, according to the BBC, donned a long wig to see whether there was any difference in passing distance when drivers thought they were overtaking what appeared to be a female cyclist. While wearing the wig, drivers gave him an average of 14 centimeters more space when passing. Now, Dr. Walker hopes to discover in future research whether this was because female riders are seen as less predictable than male riders or because women are not seen riding bicycles as often as men on the UK's roads. I don't know if it's either one of those. Once again, I think it's more of a subconscious thing, like, there's a woman, going to be more careful around her. If it's a man, he's a man, he's tough, he could take it. Whatever.
Yeah, getting run over.
Right. However, a spokesman for the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents insisted, "We wouldn't recommend that people stop wearing helmets because of this research. Helmets have been shown to reduce the likelihood of head and brain injuries in a crash, even though the guy doing the study was hit twice out of those 2,500 passes. He was hit. That's no good. I don't know. I'm not inclined to wear a helmet if I'm riding a bicycle. In fact, I wonder, New Hampshire, with the fact that New Hampshire doesn't have a law against wearing a seatbelt or mandating seatbelt wearing, is there a helmet law in New Hampshire as well?
I don't believe so.
I wonder about that. I don't think so either, because the motorcyclists don't appear to have to wear them either. So I wouldn't think bicyclists do. All right, 800-259-9231, there you go. So the news, once again, reiterating the idea that the more safety stuff that is around a driver, the more likely they are to be unsafe drivers. I think that's pretty fantastic. Pretty interesting information.
I don't know how it's useful to the average person. I mean, should you not wear that helmet then?
I think that's what I would do. Because as he pointed out, if you're going to get clipped by a car, is it going to matter that much if you have a helmet on or not? I don't know. If you get hit head on by a car, it sure as hell is going to matter. So, I mean, there's a certain point at which it's not really going to affect you. So, I'm not advocating it, just giving you information. And I think that as far as road designers are concerned, people building roads and putting up signage, keep it to a minimum. Because if you keep it to a minimum, then people drive more carefully. That's what at least the studies have found. 1-800-259-9231. Let's jump into the emails, Mark. This one from the federal agent. It says, "I love listening to your show, but you guys have a massive double standard. You called the British bomb plot the alleged bomb plot, while at the same time you convicted the soldiers who supposedly raped the 14-year-old Iraqi girl. So what's with the double standard? If it's against our government or military, you seem to take the allegations at face value. If it's a charge against a terrorist, you say they allegedly were going to commit an act. Is it a double standard, or am I missing something?"
Oh, I'm sure that we tossed in the term allegedly, and, you know, these guys haven't been convicted and things like that in this when we were discussing that.
I'll take the critique. I'm presuming that he listened pretty carefully and that we didn't toss in allegedly into that one. As I recall, the story about the 14-year-old girl was being recounted by someone who was there amongst the other Marines at the time when they were murdering and raping this girl and her family. And so I was taking it as an eyewitness account. Does that mean that I don't think that he should have a trial? Does that mean that I don't think that all that stuff? No, not necessarily at all. I think they absolutely should have a trial. But on the other hand, these are also individuals whose paycheck is garnered via force. Their money that they're earning as members of the military is being stolen from people. And if your money, the money you're making, is coming via theft, then I'm not going to afford you the same benefit of the doubt as I would any other individual. Because you're already a violent thug in my mind.
Well,
and therefore,
everybody supports and believes in the government, so they're all, you know, in on that part.
What do you mean they're all in on what?
Well, they're all in on it. I mean, the vast majority of Americans don't have any problem with the force of government, and so therefore...
No, they don't.
They don't have any problem with working for a government that is therefore generating people's paychecks by force.
Right, but I do. And I do have a problem with it, and that may be one of the reasons why I appear to have a double standard. It's not that I don't support court trials for them, it's just that I don't feel sorry for them. See, when a government employee, whether they be in the military or whether they just be some bureaucrat downtown, when a government employee gets in trouble for doing something wrong, I find it really hard to feel bad for them. And I find it really difficult to take their side or to care what happens to them. Because they're violent individuals. Whether or not they realize it, now most of them don't, right? Most government bureaucrats have no idea the coercion that is involved in getting their paychecks.
But nor do American citizens in general.
That's right. But that doesn't change how I feel. So, just to explain myself. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Jim in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you fellas doing?
Good, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, I actually called in about the moon hoax, but I am an avid cyclist, and I've gotten quite a few miles in commuting and driving between riding between towns, actually.
Okay.
So if you had any questions specifically, I'm a podcast listener, so I haven't been keeping up with the show today.
How do you feel about the idea that the study from Britain that says that cyclists wearing helmets are more likely to have cars pass closer to them?
Honestly? I've worn helmets the entire time I've been cycling, and I've seen both, and I've ridden with the club, and I haven't noticed the difference.
Okay, well, they did a study that found that they do pass closer, but anyway, what you were calling about the so-called moon hoax? So you're one of these individuals that believes that we didn't go to the moon?
No, in fact, I had a few issues with I think his name was Paul a couple of days nights ago.
Yes.
And I'm guessing it's the Wacken Free from the board.
Yep, that's him.
Accusing everyone who basically disagrees with him as being a cult member.
Yeah, the moon cult members or whatever.
When his point or his position is based on the fact that he has to believe that nobody went to the moon, doesn't that make him a cult member as well?
I think you could make that argument, certainly.
My real point, though, is I'm looking at history. I was an airplane mechanic. I've looked at the history of transportation. Everything that humankind has done in the past, there have always been a large group of people hanging on to the old ground and screaming and crying that they don't want to go any further, and they're the ones who are always saying that this can't be done, that cannot be done.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, Jim. I think that we did go to the moon. I think it was an interesting controversy for a little while, but they've rebutted all of the conspiracy theorists' points on that, and they've rebutted them very well. Thanks for the call. There's details on that online. If you
they've had a
up.
Long time to do it.
More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause. And at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. The bulletin board system, over 130,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people are interacting. There are serious issues being discussed. Fun stuff as well. You'll find everything in between, all for free. At bbs.freetalklive.com. Great way to get interactive with the other Free Talk Live listeners and Free Talk Live crew as well. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com takes you right to it. It's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. In fact, we have a habit of posting all of our stories on the BBS, that, you know, the stuff that we cover, the show prep that we have each night. So if you're looking for one of our articles, there's a good chance that we posted it there in the issues forum at the BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com. I'm going to jump back into the email box here, though we did just finish up that call with Jim in Texas, and I don't know if I made myself clear at the end of it. I want to make sure I did. I found the moon hoax controversy interesting. I saw some of the videos about it, and they, once again, like a lot of the 9/11 conspiracy videos, were pretty persuasive. They pretty interesting. But then when you actually look at the rebuttals, when you actually look at the evidence closer, there's holes all over it.
Can you imagine how scary it was to be the first people to shot up in a refrigerator?
Yeah.
Up to the moon.
Scary and exciting all at the same time.
Well, yeah.
And I understand the perspective that, yes, it's the government, they're inept, they're clueless, but I think the one thing they had going for them was the competition. Because they were in a space race, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Between Russia and the United States, and it was to see who could get up there fastest. And I think that might have been one of the reasons why it was actually something that they accomplished.
Right, and why we've done nothing like that again.
Yeah. We won the space race, now we can just spend billions of dollars on boondoggles.
We win! That's our prize!
Yeah. So I'm going to continue with the federal agent's email, because he shifts gears on us here, and he says, back to the caller who said he would kill all Muslims. I think he was way too extreme. I will tell you that I don't trust Islam, but I would not want to kill all Muslims. I would use your tactic of ostracism. We should not start violence. If you don't like a religious group, then just stay away from them. I believe if you look at the Quran, you will see that Muslims are our enemy. the Quran starts out peaceful. But when Muhammad got a larger group of converts, the religion turned violent. I'm taking his word on this. I haven't read the Quran. I don't know. When he moved from Mecca to Medina, he began to get more violent messages from Allah. The chapters of the Quran begin to show that Allah wanted people to either convert, submit themselves and pay the tax, or be killed. I'll give you that many Muslims are peaceful, but many are not. I personally think that the only good Muslim is a bad practicing Muslim. There's an Islamic principle which states that the later surahs take precedence over the earlier surahs. What this means is that it's a violent religion, according to the federal agent. You should ask Mark about the New Testament and whether or not it's less violent than the Old Testament.
Far less violent.
Even if we get out of the Middle East, they will still try to take the world. I don't think so. I just can't see that happening. They can't even take the Middle East.
No, right? They really can't.
They can't even agree with one another.
Really, what they want to do is they want to kill each other, not us.
Right.
We're getting in the way of them killing each other.
Where's the evidence?
I mean, that's what they really, really want. Do you understand that they want to be able to go after each other, but we're mm-hmm. supporting one side or the other in all these conflicts.
So no wonder they hate us.
They realize in order to be able to beat them, they have to get rid of us.
And when you say we and us, you mean the American government.
Right.
So I don't understand. I don't see the evidence to support his assertion that if we get out of the Middle East, they're going to try to take the world. With what? I mean, at least Hitler had an army and stuff that he could move around. Well, how big are these countries? I mean, they're not huge. Iran's the size of Alaska and everything.
They certainly don't have organized armies.
They're not as wealthy as the rest of the world combined. There's no way they could take the world, even if they could end their own internal conflict.
They could do acts of terrorism around the world, but I don't see why they would want to.
Well, right. If the United States...
It's not like an act of terrorism takes land.
Exactly. It just creates terror. And the only reason why we've had any terrorism aimed against the United States, as we've pointed out time and time again, is because we're over there butting in on their conflicts. I say let them fight it out. If that's what they want to do with their lives and their time, then by all means, have a good time. I see no evidence that says they're going to take the world. Whoa. He goes on, though. He says Zawahiri recently said that Islam should reestablish the caliphate and get back all of the lands that Islam lost after the 1400s and 1500s. Why do Muslims say that it's a peaceful religion? I guess they have a different idea of what peaceful is. I don't know. Maybe you should ask a Muslim or two. What would they say to it? I don't know. I'm not a Muslim. And I don't know very many of them. But if you are, and you can answer that question, because the federal agent would like to know. Why do you say that it's a peaceful religion? Is it a peaceful religion? Or is his interpretation correct? Do you want to take over the world and convert or die? He says, I guess they have a different idea of what peaceful is. You asked how Islam would take over the world if they don't have a military capable of defeating ours? One convert at a time and one immigrant at a time. Well, then if that's the case, it's going to take a little while, isn't it? Is that how it's going to be? They're going to take over the world one convert at a time? Well, the Christians would like to do that. The Christians would like to do that, too, and they've been at it for hundreds of years. I mean, the Christians are on their missionary trips all around the world, pushing their Christianity onto people. They want to convert every single person to Christianity. It's taken them a while, too, isn't it? And so if the Christians are converting people to Christianity, the Muslims are converting people to Muslim, and then one's converting the other, and they convert each other back, I mean, they're never, ever going to be successful at taking over the world. Ludicrous, especially as more people begin to wake up to the idea that religion, organized religion, I'm not attacking God here, you can continue believing in your God, but it seems to me that organized religion is the source of a lot of conflict and a lot of strife in the world. And I think that as more people wake up to that fact, more people are going to want to stay away from any form of organized religion. I don't want to have anything to do with Christianity. Nor do I want to have anything to do with Muslims, nor do I want to have anything to do with being Amish or any other organized religion. Not interested. It doesn't affect, it does not enhance my life to be involved in an organized religion. And in fact, for those of you that are, and you're donating money to it, then you're actually losing money. They're taking your wealth. I mean, it's voluntary and everything, but really, couldn't you do a little more good with that 10%? 1-800-259-9231. I hope people start to clue in that these organized religions are some of the most dangerous things in the world. They're the ones that are behind the conflicts.
I don't know what
they're the ones that are behind the wars.
I don't know what I think about all that. I mean,
it's Muslims versus Christians now.
It doesn't seem fair to me And maybe it's just because I get all my news filtered through the United States news organizations, but it doesn't seem fair to me to completely characterize it as Muslims versus Christians. It seems to me that we're greedy for controlling the world, and that's not necessarily a Christian thing.
Okay.
We're empire building.
The government is, yes.
The Muslims are wacky zealots over there. We've got our wacky zealots here, but I don't think that has much to do with empire building.
I think it does if the wacky zealots get in control of government.
I don't think that George Bush is a wacky zealot. I believe that he has on his side the wacky zealots.
Yes, he does. And he has to pander to the wacky zealots in order to continue holding office.
To some extent, but
they're the ones that got him in
there. There's no conversion going on. There's no crusade to convert the Muslims going on.
No, they just want to kill them. They don't want to convert them. They want to kill them.
Some do.
And we've heard them say it on the air. He goes on. He says, last point. You mentioned the U.S. dropping atomic bombs and killing civilians. Well, we were at war, and those civilian deaths saved the lives over a million of our soldiers. If we'd invaded Japan, our casualties would have been over a million dead or injured.
Look, Japan wanted very much to quit.
They wanted it over with. They wanted it done.
And the fact is, FDR had this... You know, we weren't going to negotiate any points in a treaty. It had to be total, unmitigated surrender.
Yep.
And that is where the problem
came in.
Which
meant the emperor had to step down.
All those people died, not because to avoid American deaths or any of those things.
Because
it was all about hubris of FDR.
Yep.
Sorry. Sorry, Federally.
You're wrong, Fed.
I'm sorry. That's what it was. It's because we had to defeat them wholly. We couldn't split up the pie. We couldn't say, you can have Midway and we'll take Nuremberg, whatever. No, none of that.
FDR had to have it his way or the highway. That was it. And the highway meant, his way meant that he was going to drop bombs on people and kill innocent civilians in the most horrible attack on innocent people in 20th century history, if not the history of the world. It's despicable. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, final segment of the Wednesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. If you want to get in, you better call now. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can always join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You know that everything's free there. The archives, updates, live streaming, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. It's all on the house. What do we ask in return? Well, that you vote for us. Go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. It's a once-a-month thing that we ask you to do. And if you've yet to do it in the month of September, head over now because we can still use your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It helps us keep, helps us stay in the top 10 podcasts of the world according to Podcast Alley. So again, vote.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to also check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com and hop on board with the over 290 listeners that are contributing $3 a month, at least $3 a month to the show. That's not a lot to ask. We give you everything for free on the website. So if you like what we're doing, you want to see Free Talk Live spread to new radio stations to get new listeners on board and get some perks for yourself as well, AMP is the way to go. amp.freetalklive.com. Back into the email box, Mark. Since we were talking about the military with the federal agent, here's a military-related story from Newsweek. There are no atheists in foxholes, the old saw goes. That line, attributed to a World War II chaplain, has been uttered countless times since by grunts, chaplains, and news anchors. But an increasingly vocal group of activists and soldiers, atheist soldiers, disagrees. It's a denial of our contributions, says Master Sergeant Kathleen Johnson, who founded the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers, who will be deployed to Iraq this fall. Quote, a lot of people manage to serve without having to call on a higher power. It's an ongoing battle. Just last month, Lieutenant General H. Stephen Blum, chief of the National Guard Bureau, said, quote, atheists, agnostics, and bigots suddenly lose all that when their life is on the line. Oh, really? Atheist groups reacted swiftly, releasing a statement that, quote, non-believers are serving and have served in our nation's military with distinction. The National Guard said it received about 20 letters objecting to Blum's statement and said his comments...
I'm surprised it's so few.
Oh, you think it would have been more?
Well, there's a lot of agnostics out there.
Oh, you mean agnostics as well? Yeah, mm-hmm. there's a fair amount of them. Anyway, he says, let's see, according to Blum's statement, and his comments were, quote, intended to clearly illustrate the positive spirit of camaraderie, human understanding, and inclusion of our fine men and women in the National Guard. Nice spin job. In the past several years, atheists have organized letter-writing campaigns against Katie Couric, Tom Brokaw, Bob Schiffer, and other news anchors who repeated the no atheists in foxholes line on television. And on Veterans Day 2005, several dozen atheist veterans paraded down the National Mall bearing American flags and reading signs, Atheist Veteran, we shared your foxholes. Johnson says atheists in the military face prejudice, saying, quote, before I got to be the rank that I am, I had to keep my head down and my mouth shut. I had commanding officers who made it clear that they wouldn't tolerate atheism within their ranks.
Wow.
Now, you don't get kicked out from being an atheist. You get kicked out for being gay in the military, and that's wrong as it is. I mean, if you're going to have a military, it should be open to anybody that wants to join. If it's a voluntary force, anybody who's an American should be able to join. So they're not kicking the atheists out. They're just preventing them from being from upping their rank. And well, who knows what other
and the
punishment
only,
they
the
face.
The only dispute we have with that, really, is that this is a government organization as opposed to a private one. If it was somebody else's boss that was keeping them from rising in the ranks because of their religious beliefs,
we wouldn't have a problem with
we
that.
We really wouldn't. I think it would be fair to tell that person, look, you're never going to be anything but a file clerk here if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your mm-hmm. personal savior. But
well, sure, we've actually had stories like that.
And another thing is, you got to know in life, if you spout off your opinions to your boss and at work and all that kind of stuff, you're going to generally get negative feedback.
Sure.
You can. How's that? You can get negative feedback. At some point or another, you're going to offend somebody.
Well, especially if you know that the boss is a practicing Christian and you're an atheist.
Right.
And we've had stories. There was a story not too long ago about a girl that worked at a skating rink. She was a great employee. But what happened? I think she got married or something.
Living with somebody.
Yeah, she was living with her boyfriend or
move in with a boyfriend, right?
And she told her bosses about it, and they are very strict religious people, and they are very against that. And she got canned. And we supported that firing. I didn't think it was the right thing for them to do as far as canning a good employee over something silly like that, but it's their business and it's their prerogative. The military, on the other hand, is a government organization, an organization that's supposed to be accepting of everybody. Supposedly.
I mean, the government has the Constitution has the Bill of Rights, and it doesn't sound to me like...
And it's we the people
right.
that created the government. So that includes gay people and atheists, doesn't it?
It does.
I didn't see any exclusion for that when I was reading the Bill of Rights, at least. Maybe I missed something. Anyway, going on here, military leaders deny any discrimination. Quote, service in the military is open to people of all creeds and religions, said Michael Millord, a lieutenant colonel of the Air National Guard. But what about gay people, Michael? Not open to them, is it? So clearly you're discriminating against somebody. Officially, the Department of Defense considers atheism a creed like other faiths. New recruits can choose atheist, agnostic, or no religious preference for their dog tag identifications, and an atheist symbol, which represents an atom, is among the dozens of approved emblems of belief that can appear on the headstones of fallen soldiers in military cemeteries. But not the Wiccans. They don't get an approved symbol of belief.
Right.
We did a story on that earlier this year. Would a soldier... So, discriminating against gays and Wiccans? There's plenty of people the military doesn't like. Anyway, continuing, let's see. That can appear on the headstones of cemeteries. Would the soldier really die without faith? Bowling Green State University's Ken Pargament, a professor specializing in the psychology of religion and coping, says, quote, if someone is a committed atheist, they're likely to stay a committed atheist. I mean, really... If you have come out and said, I don't believe in God, which is essentially what an atheist believes, or doesn't have, the belief they don't have is the belief in God. I don't think, none of the atheists I know, when faced with a life or death situation, would all of a sudden turn to Jesus, forego all of the things that they had previously said, and start praying to God in order to save me, and I still want to go to heaven, I take it all back. And really... What would God think? I mean, if God's really out there and he's really, you know how they say that he's paying attention to you. God knows what you're thinking and he knows what you're feeling.
Good judge on Judgment Day.
Yeah. After you've spent 45 years of your life as a committed atheist, the last moment, your last breath, you say, I actually believe in God. I take it all back. But hallelujah. You think God's really going to like let you slide with that? I don't know. What do you think, Mark?
Well, here's what I think. I think that God's not going to sit on Judgment Day. I don't think God does that stuff. But I'd like to think of Judgment Day. There's some people out there that have done some really horrible things, and I'd like to think that they're going to pay for all eternity for them. But I don't believe they are.
Why not? Why they can get out of it by just repenting or whatever?
Well, because... What I'm going to say is, here's what doesn't make sense about Judgment Day. Either you had to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior or not
mm-hmm.
in order to make it or not make it. It doesn't matter whether you're Hitler or you are Mother Teresa. If you didn't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're going to hell. Bam. That's it. That's really the Christian religion in and of itself. And it seems unfair to me for God to put me in a world of humans, this real world, which is less real than the spirit world, because the spirit world was here first, right? If it's so.
If you believe all that stuff. And I don't.
If it's so, then that's more real. and then expect me to somehow figure out that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. I mean, there's all these religious books out there, and there's all these people spouting off all this different doctrine.
And they're all right. They all believe they're the ones that have this correct
story. As far as they're concerned, they are. And I'm supposed to somehow muddle through it all, and if I don't get it right, I go to hell.
Yeah, ludicrous.
I mean, that really seems unfair, God.
I mean, if God really is a caring God and loving God, right, then why would he do something like that?
And I believe that the God out there, my God is a caring, loving God. So I don't believe that he would do that. Although, on the other hand, I just really hate to think that Jeffrey Dahmer is going to be getting it, you know, being just in just as good of an afterlife as I am.
Why would he?
Why wouldn't he?
Wait, did he repent and find Jesus?
No, I'm asking. Look, I'm not a Christian, Ian.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to hell. Do you understand?
Oh, you're angry that you're going to go to hell with Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, I'm angry. I don't believe in hell and I don't believe in heaven. I'm angry that Jeffrey Dahmer is going to go to the same afterlife that I am because I believe in neither.
Hmm. So you should become a Christian, then you can believe in the heaven thing, so you can go to heaven, allegedly.
Yes, but I'm not going
but
to.
But you can't do
because
that.
Because it's not true.
Right. Okay.
Nonsense.
Here's a quick update from Rillian on the ACLU situation, Blackjack City Council. You remember the story about the Fondre Loving and this couple, black and white couple. They're not married, but they do have children. They moved into a house. The city of Blackjack said,
right,
you've got to get out of here unless you get married. Well, on August 10th, 2006, the ACLU of Eastern Missouri filed a lawsuit on behalf of Olivia Sheltrack and Fondre Loving, who were denied a permit to live in the city of Blackjack because of a law that prohibited more than three people from living together unless they are related by blood, marriage, or adoption. That's August 10th. On August 15th, the Blackjack City Council voted unanimously to change the policy and amend the definition of family. The vote differed dramatically from the vote on May 5th, where five of the eight members of the City Council rejected a proposed change to the policy. May 5th, five of the eight rejected. August 15th, they voted unanimously in the face of an ACLU lawsuit to change the policy. So good news there for the people in Blackjack. We'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...